Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Problems on 285 next, because triple team traffic is in use every 6 minutes. With Mark Arum, I'm Doug Turnbull on 95.5 WSB, Atlantis News and Talk.
Hey, welcome to the show. It's a Tuesday evening. I'm all verklempt. It's 6:08. Mark Arum back after my one-day hiatus for Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year. Thanks to Mr. Winter and Miss Kai for filling in last night. I'm here the rest of the year, folks. You can't get rid of me now. I take that back. There is one more Jewish holiday. But other than that, I'm here. We got a big show tonight. Doug Turnbull, we're going to do a new game, Chuck. What exit number is this, Doug Turnbull? Little Sanjay is going to join us with Would You Rather. We're going to talk about the seatbelt law. But the top local story on the Mark Arum Show is the return of Shlongoria.
That's my new name now.
Shlongoria. Welcome back from Disney World. How was it?
It was great. It was great. I hadn't been there in 30 years, so it was
a
little different.
So you, your wife, and your two baby daughters.
And my mom.
And, your mom came too.
Yeah, my mom flew out there and we drove.
What about your mother-in-law?
No, she stayed back.
Oh, you drew the line in the sand.
Yeah, no. There you go. So we can't have them in the same room.
You had a great time, though? I saw the picture on Facebook.
Oh, yeah, great time. And a lot of walking. We were very tired, but they had a great time.
Was it as hot in Orlando as it has been here?
It was about the mid-80s, first couple of days. The last day was like 95.
I can only imagine that.
That last day, I was not happy.
But, yeah.
Well, neither. I mean, you know.
But that was actually cooler than it was here.
Yeah.
So good stuff.
About 20,000 steps each day. So.
And about $20,000, I'm sure you spent down there. It's crazy.
Yeah.
I'm glad you brought up the cost of that, because that's why I want to start the show tonight. Couples finances. So you three bananas are married. I've been married, but I'm currently single. Deb Green found an amazing amazing number of statistics about U.S. couples in relationships, not just married, but in relationships. And this is like jaw-dropping. Some of these numbers were jaw-dropping. So think about, as you're driving home right now, your finances with you and your significant other, whether it's a spouse or a live-in boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever situation you got going on at home. I really don't care about that. But think about how you work the money in your house. Check these numbers out, guys. A poll of 2,000 U.S. adults, by the way. This is where this data is coming from. That's a sizable poll, right? That's what she said. 12% of people in a relationship say they have hidden a purchase from their partner within the last 6 months. 13% say they have a secret checking account that their significant other doesn't know about. 13% of you people driving home right now have secret checking accounts.
Wow.
12% said they had a secret credit card. 9%, this is crazy, said they have a secret retirement account.
Oh, that's crazy.
That's like hardcore shade right there. Like, I can understand, I got this credit card that I, that I just use for myself. But a secret retirement account? That's shady. 7%. Say they have a secret life insurance policy.
Oh, wow.
Okay, I don't know if that's on them shady. Or on their spouse. That is very
shady. Hopefully it's not on their spouse.
6% have a secret will. Wow. I'm assuming it's the same 15% of people that are doing all the shady stuff, right?
Yeah, I would assume.
Like, if you have a secret credit card, you probably also have a secret will and a secret life insurance policy.
Probably have a secret family, too.
Yeah, except maybe right. 20% of people said they'll spend more than $500 without telling their partner.
What?
20% of that group. All right, so that's 20% of 2,000. 20% of people say they'd spend $500 without telling their partner. Of that 20% of that group, 27% said they'd be comfortable spending over $10,000 without telling their partner. What is going on out there?
I have no idea.
Overall, 22% of people manage money separately from their partner. 50% said they don't know their partner's credit score. 25% said they would spend over $100 on their partner to end a fight. I think that number should be higher. I think we've all been down that road. And 19% said they don't spend any money without telling their partner. So 19% are do-gooders. They don't spend a dime without, Leslie, it's Longoria. I'm going to buy the nachos. I'm going to buy the nachos Bel Grande on the way home. Like that's.
Can I spend a little extra?
Yeah, I'm going to spend the $7.42 on the Bel Grande. That's some crazy stuff. So of all this, the only thing that I've done in relationships is hiding purchases from my partner.
They're all in your office.
Yeah, they all come.
No,
here.
Not even those. The purchases that I'm thinking about. And it's not so much now with Maya, but when I was married, every time I went to a fast food place.
Oh, yeah. You should talk about that.
Yeah. They'd give me, like, I'm at Chick-fil-A. Give me a number one cheese, no pickle with a Coke. And they'd be like, here's your change in your receipt. I'm like, I don't want the receipt.
Yeah.
I don't want a paper trail that Taco Bell, Arby's, McDonald's. Like,
You don't think she could have just looked at the, when you paid, did you pay cash?
Cash,
oh,
yes.
Okay.
I was like a criminal.
Oh, okay.
Like, I don't want fast food receipts anywhere in my car. I don't want to be like, oh, what? How'd you spend $13 at Arby's? You know, that was the only purchases I would ever hide from my ex was fast food purchases. Like, I would, if they tried to give me the receipt, I would throw it down on the ground.
So you would litter in that instance.
In that instance.
Yes.
They'd be like, no, sir, it's our policy. We have to get, I don't want it.
I don't want it.
I'm throwing it right in your parking lot. Like, so that was the only thing that I would hide from my spouse. But this data is shocking. Anyone out there have secret checking accounts, credit cards, life insurance, wills? How do you handle the finances in your household? 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Couples have money secrets. That's the headline of this poll. What are your money secrets? 404-872-0750. Doug, by the way, we're going to play a new game. I didn't brief you on this, but it's what exit is this, Doug Turnbull? So Doug is an idiot savant when it comes to exit numbers. So we're going to quiz him on the air. It'll be a fun thing. All right, couples have money secrets. What is your money secret with your significant other? 404-872-0750. Deb Green, executive producer of the Mark Arum Show. You are married to now a United States citizen. Congratulations, by the way. How long have you been married to your hubby?
We've been together for 10 years now.
All right. And money secrets?
Maybe not money secrets, yeah. But like we each have our own account, and then we have one that we do the house
a
stuff
joint
for,
account,
right? And we each have our separate credit cards, just because we already had that before.
Sure, it's easy.
And changing your name now is virtually impossible.
Oh, it's crazy.
So we each have our own separate things.
Yeah.
But I mean, I buy stuff without telling him because I don't expect him to tell me things either. So
what about like would you spend $500 or more without telling him?
It would probably be around Christmas time, so it wouldn't be that big
okay,
of a deal.
Okay, so not...
But not at one... Like, I wouldn't go shopping and come
home
with
buying a jade brooch.
No.
Okay.
For my collection that I wear every day.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, nothing like that.
All right, 404-872-0750. Jason kicks us off in Rome, Georgia. Jason, welcome to the Mark Arum Show. What are your money secrets, buddy?
Well, I don't have any with my current girlfriend, but my ex-wife, we were married 22 years, and I bought a Harley without telling her.
You bought a Harley?
Yeah, $37,000.
Oh, was that what ended the marriage?
That was part of it.
is that like a high-end Harley, or is that normally what Harleys go for? I don't have much Harley experience.
That was probably mid-grade. I mean, it wasn't fully loaded, but it was close.
Wow, 37. Wow. You still have it?
No, she got it.
Oh, she got it in the divorce?
So she probably got half, didn't she?
Oh, my. I don't know. Listen, I've ridden motorcycles before, but I'm not very well versed. But a buddy of mine, his dad owned a Harley dealership in Connecticut. I think it was Harley Davidson of New Haven.
Mm-hmm.
And they were just swimming in money. Swimming in money. So the first apartment that I get out of college down here was a red barn over on DeForest Ferry for $500 a month, right? My buddy's parents bought him a beach house on the shore of Connecticut for his first place.
Wow.
That's how much they were just printing money at that Harley dealership. I don't know if that's still the case, but if that jack wagon paid $37K, and I say that with love, the jack wagon part is because he lost it in divorce. That sucks. Shane's up next on the Mark Arum Show. What's going on, Shane?
Hey, Mark, how you doing?
What's up, brother?
Yeah, I'm actually going through a divorce now.
I'm sorry,
brother. Been with her 5 years. That's okay. I mean, it is what it is. But, yeah, she planted the seed of doubt, and I discovered the hidden accounts.
Multiple.
And so forth. Yes, yes. With quite a bit of money. And
so how was she siphoning money out of the family kitty? What was going on financially there?
No, I was the primary one paying all the bills, taking care of everything, and, you know, she makes good money and doing her own thing and putting money where money, I don't know where it is. So,
wow.
And so...
So do you have a forensic accountant that can go in and track the money and all that stuff?
Yes.
Okay, good.
I've got a good one, yes.
That's the one good thing about living in this in 2019, as Chuck will tell you as a former criminal... It's very tough to launder money in 2019, right? I mean,
it's difficult.
Yeah. I mean, it was difficult for me to not get a receipt from Chick-fil-A. Can you imagine how difficult it is to hide stealing money? It is very, very difficult.
You need to do it in rural America.
Yeah.
Don't do it in the city.
If you do want to hide money, though, might I recommend Brass Tax Accounting?
Yes.
Sanjay's outfit up in Dunwoody. John's in Macon, Georgia. John, welcome to the show.
Hey, Mark, how are you?
What's going on, bud?
I just want to let you know that at one time in my life, I did do back with that when the lottery first started. I had a bad problem with lottery. I was buying lottery tickets left or right.
Scratch off or the Mega Billions?
Oh no, it was definitely scratch off.
Yeah,
wanted that instant cash.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
But of course, it all come to a head and got everything behind me. Now, as far as that goes, and you know, lottery is an addiction just like anything else.
I'm not gonna say I was addicted to lottery tickets, but I sort of had a scam going with lottery tickets. Like I knew the guy that worked there, and you know, they have those bank of the lottery tickets, like the scratch off. There's like 50 of them, and the guy had been there since 5 a.m. I'd come in at noon. I'd be like, which one hasn't won? Because people will buy them and scratch them off there. He'll be like, oh, no one's won on number 17 in a while, and I'd buy it. If I hit, I'd kick him a little kickback. I was profitable for a while on lottery tickets. That's the only way to do it, though. More of your money secrets with your spouse when we come back. This is interesting stuff. 404-872-0750 on Twitter and Instagram at Mark Arum. It's the Mark Arum Show on 95.5 WSB. 12% of U.S. couples say they have a secret credit card they hide from their significant other. 9% have a secret retirement account. 7% a secret life insurance policy. And 6% a secret will. What are your money secrets? 404-872-0750. Tina's on the Mark Arum Show. What's going on, Tina?
Hi, how are you, Mark?
Excellent. What's your money secret?
Well, I've been married to my wonderful husband, Mark, for 22 years.
Nice.
And I have never hid anything from him. I pay all the bills. I handle all the farm emergencies, all the home emergencies, roofing, septic tank.
I was the same way with my wife. I handled all the farm emergencies. Other than that, she had all the other emergencies. But the farm ones I had knocked out.
Hey, those are big. But no, I handle everything and all the investments, retirement. I do it all.
Here's one that I do. You know your husband's credit score?
Yes.
Wow, it says 50% don't know their partner's credit score.
I don't understand that. That's crazy. How can you not know the financial situation of the person that you're with or married?
I don't know,
to?
Deb. Do you know your husband's credit score?
Yes.
Do you, Longoria? Do you know your wife?
No.
Does she know yours?
No.
That's more important.
I don't think so.
All right, I'm guessing yours is lower. Coming back with more of your Wrong. Money secrets next on the Mark Arum Show.
Hey, this is Ray Liotta, and you're listening to the Mark.
Welcome back to the show. 6:39, still 91 degrees on Peachtree Street. Where's my bell, Deb Green? Ring my bell, Deb Green. Anyway, someone stole the bell. Yamamoto stole the bell. That's behind the printer. Come on, people.
Come on.
I don't have many props on this show, but that's one of them. There we go. It's a 9 on the Mark Arum Show back sweat meter. Coming up on the program, Sanjay is going to join us with Would You Rather. The state Senate considering a new seatbelt law in Georgia, but we're talking about money secrets here. Deb Green, the best producer in the world, found this amazing survey of 2,000 U.S. adults and how they have money secrets with their significant other. 12% of couples say they have a secret credit card. 9% a secret retirement account, 7%, this is the shadiest of them all, a secret life insurance policy. I want to know if it's on them or their spouse.
I will say that I had a life insurance policy and my husband is not the beneficiary because I had it before we're together and it still goes to my niece. And like every day he's like, you need to change it.
I
like,
have one.
I'll get around to it.
So we get one with the company here. I don't know if you guys are taking advantage of that. And my, even when I was married, because I'm lazy, my brother was the beneficiary because I got it before I got married and I never changed it. Look at that. Save me paperwork. My laziness saved me paperwork.
There you go.
Let's see. 22% of people manage money separately from their partner, so separate accounts. I think that's going to be becoming more commonplace. Do you guys, Chuck, you and your hot neighbor wife, do you guys have separate accounts?
Yeah.
By her mandate, I would imagine, right? She doesn't
mostly.
Want... She doesn't want your pittance.
She doesn't
want the nickels and dimes mixed in with the hard currency. Yeah. So what are your money secrets? 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. John joins us on the Mark Arum Show. What's going on, John?
Hey, Mark. Just sitting in traffic.
I apologize, brother. I apologize. But we get traffic updates every 6 minutes, so you'll be updated shortly. What's going on?
No, I'm good. I was going to tell you about my aunt, actually. I just saw her this weekend, so I got the perfect update. She's actually got secret everything except probably retirement account. She's on husband number 4, marriage Ooh. Number 5.
So she's learned from her mistakes.
Yeah, exactly. So her life insurance policy is on her husband. She's got 2 of them, I believe.
And they're secret? They're secret? Can you even do that? Is that legal to do that?
Apparently. She's currently separated from him.
Oh, my goodness.
And I believe it was, I thought he had money. I supported him, realized he had none. He has a terminal illness, and I'm basically waiting to collect.
Oh, my God. Is she wealthy, your aunt?
No, absolutely not.
Oh, then I'm not interested.
A lot of bad financial decisions.
That's crazy. It can't be legal to, like, I can't take a life insurance policy out on Mark Aylwine, right? Like, that can't be legal.
No, you can't.
I don't think you could take it out on a random person. Like, but my mother has one on me, my brother, and all of her grandchildren, and they never needed to, like, I didn't know that until she was sending me stuff. And she's like, oh, yeah, I forgot we have this for
was
you.
Was it poison that she was sending you? Like,
poison enchiladas.
I think if it's a relative, I think you can.
Yeah, that's like betting on the
car. Never had to sign anything.
on crap.
Yeah, it is.
Like, I'm taking... Mom, if you're listening, text me via the Piccadilly text line. Do you have a life insurance policy on me? I mean, I would think people should know, right? That should show up on your credit score. Oh, by the way, Low T Chuck just took a life insurance policy out on you. All right, we're going to get back to your calls in a second. Time to debut a new segment here on the Mark Arum Show. What's that exit number, Doug Turnbull?
What's that exit, Doug Turnbull?
Doug Turnbull. Get you home every evening on the Mark Arum Show on Atlanta's Evening News. He is an amazing person, an amazing traffic reporter, but he's an idiot, savant, when it comes to exit numbers. I've been doing traffic 22 years, Doug Turnbull. How long have you been doing traffic? 15 years. So you're right there with me. Doug knows every exit number in the world. So this is eventually going to become a game where we have prizes to give away, but I don't have any prizes. So I'm just going to, this is the beta test of what's that exit number, Doug Turnbull. All right, Doug, you ready?
Let's do it.
All right, here we go. I-20 Lee Road. What's that exit number?
That's the Captain Herb Memorial Bridge at Lee Road, and that's exit 41.
Good job, Doug Turnbull. All right, let's move to 285. I'm going to give you an exit number, and you tell me what the exit name is. You ready?
Let's do it.
I-285, exit number 18.
285 at exit 18. That is a Paces Ferry.
Oh, this guy is two for two. All right, this is going to be a tough one. 675. The unsung hero of Metro Atlanta Interstates, exit number 7.
Amble Block Road.
Look at Doug Turnbull just crushing these. All right, let's go up to 75 way.
I promise I'm not looking, by the way. Doug,
you're the most honest person in radio. All right, here we go. I-75, what exit is exit 258?
258. Let's see. That would be Cumberland.
Oh, my goodness gracious. All right, here we go. Down to the south side, exit number 56 on I-85.
Collinsworth.
Yeah, that's an easy one.
Palmetto.
All right, Palmetto. All right, back up to Buford. Here we go. I-985. You ready? What exit is exit number 16 on I-985?
So that's a tricky area because they just built exit 17 next to it a couple years ago. Highway 13. But 16 is Mundy Mill,
that's
Highway
it.
53.
I saved the toughest one for last. Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, the Rain Man of Atlanta traffic, Doug Turnbull. We're going to come back more of your secret money secrets. Damn, Doug Turnbull just impressed me. That was very good. Early running for star of the show. All right, that's going to be a new game we're going to debut next week. What exit number is that, Doug Turnbull? 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK, on Twitter and Instagram, @Mark Arum. This is the Mark Arum Show. Couples Money Secrets, some eye-opening numbers turned up by Deborah Green, executive producer of the Mark Arum Show. This is crazy. 20% of people said they would spend more than $500 without telling their partner. What would you do, Longoria, if you spent $500 without telling your wife?
I always tell her.
But what if you didn't, though?
Oh, if I didn't?
You're sleeping it would on the
have
couch?
It would have to be something, you know, like a Christmas gift or something like that.
Life-saving? Like, I had to buy a new kidney?
Yeah, exactly.
Irish Blue joins us on the Mark Arum Show. What's going on, buddy?
Hey. So not quite my husband. He passed away a couple of days before we got married from cancer. But when we were settling his estate, we found out that he hadn't filed taxes in decades. I almost married that.
Wow. Would you have been on the hook?
I would have been on the hook for at least that year, maybe more.
Did he, I know you didn't get married, and I'm so sorry that all that happened, but did he have a will? Did you receive anything from his estate or anything like that?
Actually, I had a lawyer come in the day before he passed away to do his will. Otherwise, I would have been really, really hurting.
Nice.
Money-wise from his will, I didn't get anything, but he did leave me a little bit of insurance money.
According to my mom, Irish Blue, via the Piccadilly text line, she does not have an insurance policy taken out on me. Dumb move, Mom. Dumb move. I live a very unhealthy lifestyle. You should at least cash in on this. Steve's in Auburn, Georgia. Steve, welcome to the Mark Arum Show.
Hey, what's going on, Mark?
How are you, sir?
I can't complain. Just got home from work. So I wanted to enlighten you guys a little bit on this insurance policy thing. I actually graduated from the University of Georgia with a risk management and insurance major.
Ooh, nice.
The number one program in the nation.
Go Dogs.
Go Dogs. So it is actually completely legal to take out a policy on somebody else, especially if they're a family member. In fact, excuse me, if you are an integral part of your company, your company can even take out an insurance life insurance policy on you.
That
as well.
I knew about because of the movies. I've seen that in the movies. So, like, I could literally take out a life insurance policy on Jennifer Griffiths, for example, and she doesn't get notified. That shouldn't be that way, should it? Though that's kind of weird. That's like it's like playing the lottery. That's like human life scratch off.
Like you're banking that they're going to die.
Like, but here's all right, so here's the deal, Steve. I'm glad you're on the phone here. So I've told this story before. When I was 23 years old, for some reason, I thought I was going to die at 23. So I took out a $1 million life insurance policy on myself. And with that size policy, the insurance company made me go through a physical. They sent a nurse to my apartment and took blood and all this stuff. If I wanted to get a $1 million policy on Griffey's, wouldn't they have to do a physical or something on her?
Most likely, yes. It's very rare that somebody wouldn't be able to find out if you have a life insurance policy on them, if like an entity, a corporate entity has a life insurance policy on them or not. But it is technically legal to still hold a policy where, say, your company is the beneficiary, and you don't know about it because the board of directors took one out on the CEO because.
Hold on one second, buddy. Alexa, does anyone have a life insurance policy on me? She's checking. She found three people on the web that have life insurance policies out on me. I don't know. It just doesn't sit right with me that you wouldn't get notified. Like, it's just weird. Like, I get notified if someone tries to use my credit card, you know, at a gas station.
A lot of that is due to the fact that the insurance industry is regulated state by state, and there's very, very few federal regulations on the entire insurance industry, if any at all.
Steve, I appreciate the insight. When we come back, the state Senate contemplating a new seatbelt law, and I've got a very strong opinion on that, and Little Sanjay with Would You Rather. This is The Mark Arum Show.
The Mark Arum Show is performed before a live studio audience.
No, I want this town to be near you.
Welcome back to the show, and a good Tuesday Eve to you. Mark Arum here, you there. It's 7:07, 7 minutes after 7 o'clock. This is the Mark Arum Show, Monday through Friday, 6 to 8 p.m. on 95.5 WSB. The program available once you're home via Amazon Alexa or the WSB radio app. The gang's all here today. Deb Green produces the show. Longoria back from his Disney World vacation. And then there's Low T Chuck screening your calls. Little Sanjay is going to join us in just a second. So in the news today, the state Senate, I don't know if you knew this, guys, but it is legal in the state of Georgia to not wear a seatbelt in the back seat. So we have a seatbelt law, and it wasn't passed that long ago where you didn't have to wear a seatbelt in the front seat, which seems kind of archaic now. But now it's a law to wear it in the front seat, but you don't have to wear it in the back seat unless your kids, like Longoria, But if you're an adult, you don't have to wear a seatbelt in the back seat. And they're thinking about the state Senate is noodling around about making it mandatory. And a lot of people on the open mics were up in arms about this, about civil liberties and freedom. And I get that. But if you don't wear a seatbelt in the back seat, A, you're a moron. B, your moronic act costs me money. Deb Green looks at me like, what are you talking about, Mark Arum? So let's say, God forbid, Longoria's driving because he's the worst driver. Let's say Longoria's.
Well played.
I think that's still out for
interpretation. Did you see the video I tweeted yesterday, by
yes.
the way? All right, so look,
I didn't see that video.
It's unanimous. You stink at driving.
I do not.
You're horrible. But anyway.
Deb has not driven in my car yet. Don't do it, Deb. She'll be there.
Let me get a life insurance policy on you first. So for the sake of this argument, Longoria is driving us to Ted's Montana Grill, where I'm going to buy him a bison filet. And Deb's in the front seat because Chuck and I are gracious. You'll sit in the front seat, and Loti and I are in the back seat. And, Loti's a Montana man. He grew up not wearing seatbelts, so he's not going to wear a seatbelt in the back seat. I do, of course, and it's the law. And Deb Green's probably scared, so she wears hers. And I don't even know if Longoria wears one. You probably even shouldn't.
I do.
So
not in the backseat, though.
We get in an accident because it's going to happen with the way Longoria drives.
Ask me when the last accident I've had is.
And I don't want to jinx it. Okay. So anyway, we get in an accident, and it's a violent crash because Longoria is speeding. He's weaving in and out of traffic, and he hits a telephone pole. And luckily, I have my seatbelt on, so I'm fine. Low T, burly Montana man, doesn't have the seatbelt on, so he's ejected through the window, the back window. He's out, which sucks for Low T, right? I mean, and
but he's probably been drinking, so I mean, he won't feel anything.
So how does this affect anyone else not involved in the crash? So let's say this happens on I-75. Low T is just ejected from the vehicle, and he lands headfirst on the pavement at Delk Road. All right. Which is exit 261, Doug Turnbull just told me. So how does this impact everybody? So now this is a violent crash. So now you got to call not only the police, the Georgia State Patrol, fire and EMS, which we, the taxpayers, pay for. We're putting them at harm, being out on the interstate. All the traffic delays that Loti's stupidity has caused because he's not wearing a seatbelt, that's why I think there should be a mandatory backseat seatbelt law. Because of people not, and I see this every day doing traffic. I've seen it for 22 years. People that don't wear seatbelts get injured more severely in crashes. Chuck's shaking his head.
No, I'm totally agreeing with you. I'm like, yes, of course. It doesn't make any sense to me that you would get an exemption being in the backseat.
So I understand. Listen, the government should tell you what to do. Fine, until it impacts my life. And you getting ejected on I-75 impacts my life. I got to sit in traffic. I got to pay overtime for the police and fire and the rescue units that come to scrape you off the pavement. All the backed up traffic. So that's why I am for this mandatory backseat seatbelt law. I'm also for a law that Longoria gets retested because I'm assuming your Texas license just transferred over here, right? You've never been tested on Georgia roads?
No.
I think that's a new law. If you move from another state, we're going to retest you here.
Okay. Well, then Chuck and Deb and everybody else.
All of us.
Yeah, that's fine. Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
You don't get grandfathered in because you've been here for, two
decades. I moved in 96 here, I assumed I was going to have to retake the test. And they're like, no. I was like, really? They're like, yeah, you're fine. Here's your new license. That's the fly in the ointment. You haven't been tested in Georgia. Well, who knows what the test is in Texas?
Georgia.
Obviously, they're not very stringent with the way Longoria drives. Russ in Gainesville.
Russ, come here a minute.
By the way, your thoughts on the possible seatbelt law at 404-872-0750. You wear the seatbelt in the Cadillac, don't you, Russ?
Yes.
All right.
You know, I got a ticket the other day for that, though.
The seatbelt. Exactly right, Russ. As well, you should have.
myself well. I mean, I had just got in the car.
Understood. Understood. No excuse, though, Russ. What's going on with you? Any ladies of note?
There's a girl. There's a girl named Cindy. She's listening to you right now for the very first time.
Hello, Cindy.
And she will not go out with me. She's a girl I know from Plenty of Fish. And she wants to be friends with me, but she won't go out with me because she says I date too many women. So help me out here. Tell her I don't go out with anybody.
Is she there right now?
Yeah, she's listening right now.
Is she listening on the radio or listening to you talk?
No, she's not here.
Oh.
She's at her house.
Russ, put the phone down for a second.
Okay.
Run, Cindy, run. Yeah. Russ, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, yeah, it's all good. Cindy, I
Cindy should be calling you soon.
Cindy will be calling you. It'll be fine. I love that name, Cindy, by the way. There's certain names that are just attractive. And maybe it's because Cindy Brady.
Plenty of Fish, Cinderella, and I love that. That's so cool.
Her, Cinderella?
What's her name on Plenty of Fish? Cinderella?
Cinderella.
All right.
Cinderella, yep.
All right. Yeah, Cindy, Russ is a gentleman. Don't let his previous dating past persuade you from
many pasts
from seeking gainful relationship status. But to be fair, Russ is going to take out a life insurance policy on you.
Yeah, that's
dating.
Mandatory.
There's no question about it. All right, Russ, keep us up to date on Cindy, buddy.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, 404-872-0750. Let's do Little Sanjay with Would You Rather.
For Would You Rather with Little Sanjay.
He's the guru, the soothsayer, the truth seeker, the asker of unanswerable questions. He is Big Sanjay. He joins us every Tuesday and Thursday on the Mark Arum Show. Have you ever driven with Longoria, Sanjay?
No, but I've seen him drive. Does that count?
Yes. Would you let Kai, your adorable son, be driven by Longoria?
You know what? Yes.
Wow.
I would.
Thank you.
I love Longoria. He's got two daughters. He keeps them safe. That's his life. So, yeah, it's fine.
That's a good point. I've never driven a car with Longoria and his daughters. Maybe
yes.
Takes over.
Only
yeah, I don't care about y'all.
One of his daughters. Only if at least one of his daughters is in there.
By the way, just for the record, Sanjay, if your ex is listening to the show right now, you've just lost custody of your son. She finally has the nugget to take to court and say, Sanjay's not a good dad. He would let his son, our son, be driven by Longoria. Anyway, all right, Sanjay's going to ask us questions. We're going to answer him in studio. Feel free to play along in your car. First question, Sanjay.
Would you rather be without elbows or knees?
Oh, my goodness. So my arms are just noodles, or my legs are noodles, or they just don't bend? How does that work?
They don't bend. You're just straight.
I'm going to go no knees. I'm going to go no knees, because I use my arms for things that where I need them to bend, like typing.
That's exactly where I went.
Like typing. And
yeah, exactly.
Doing curls.
Lifting weights.
Doing
lifting
curls.
Weights.
Yes.
Answering the phone.
Damn, great.
Yeah, I'm thinking the opposite. Yeah. I like to dance, so I need my knees.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I can do this all day at a concert.
Yeah,
that's
exactly
fine.
Right. Yeah. Low T.
She looks like one of those,
yeah,
those
wavy guys.
Yeah, exactly. No knees or no elbows?
I'm going with no knees. I need my elbows.
Justin, do you want to play?
That's a good question. I'm going to probably say no elbows.
No elbows. Justin's training with Longoria, by the way.
Yes.
Longoria?
No elbows. No. I like sitting down if I can't sit down.
You don't want your legs just shooting straight out all the time?
No, that would be awkward.
You understand what you can't do without.
I understand
right.
that. I understand. But
that's a great first question, by the way, Sanjay. I have a wife, he says. Oh, my goodness. Next question, Sanjay.
All right, we're going to follow it with a doozy. Would you rather fight 200 one-pound squirrels or one 200-pound squirrel?
I'm trying to think, like, if I get a pound of turkey at Publix, how big that is. I could squash that. Give me 200 one-pound squirrels. I'd be freaky, though, but I would do that. A 200-pound squirrel would overwhelm me. He'd whack me with his tail, gnaw on my head like an acorn, crack my skull open. Yeah, I'm going 200 one-pound squirrels.
Yeah, I don't think I could put up a fight against a 200-pound squirrel,
yeah.
So I'll just take my chances.
Especially if you have no elbows.
Ones.
You can't punch.
Yeah, you can't punch.
I can just color around.
You go like that. Chuck.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm taking the one-pound squirrels. 200-pound squirrel, that'd be like fighting a small bear.
Yeah. But think of it, you could kill it. You could put it on your wall.
I definitely would. I definitely would. I don't know if I'd survive.
Justin, 201-pound squirrels or one 200-pound squirrel?
Do I get a weapon?
No. Fisticuffs,
no
right,
weapon,
right, Sanjay?
Yeah, squirrels.
Fisticuffs only.
All right. You're going with what? 201-pound? Yes. All right. Longoria?
Yeah, 201-pound squirrels.
All right. Interesting. Morbid question. Go ahead, Sanjay.
All right, this is not on the same note. Would you rather, for 1 year, only eat off the Chick-fil-A menu or eat off of the McDonald's menu?
Oh. So, you know, my first reaction is Chick-fil-A because it's,
right?
It's God's chicken. But
it's mainly just chicken.
Yeah, there's no variety there. I mean, there's some variety, but you go to McDonald's, you get chicken, you get a fish sandwich, you can get a burger, you can get...
You can get a pizza or a burrito in some places.
Listen, Johnny Cabasa says don't step on his toes. I'm going to go variety over my personal preference, because if I have to eat it every day, I'm going to want to mix it up. I want the pancakes and sausage hot cakes breakfast once in a while. So I'm going McDonald's.
In the rarity that I'm going to eat at a fast food place,
yeah,
Chick-fil-A would probably be the only option.
But she has to eat it every day, right? Longboard?
Only, yes. Period.
That's it. That's all you're eating.
I like chicken. All
right. They have salads.
They have chicken salads.
All right.
Yeah.
Chuck.
I need the variety. I'm going McDonald's.
Yeah. I mean, it's no... I love Chick-fil-A, but...
I need the variety.
I need the variety. That's why I always say the greatest fast food restaurant, if I can only eat it one the rest of my life, it's Jack in the Box, because they have like 300 items. I need the variety.
Variety. I'm going McDonald's.
Justin?
Yeah, variety McDonald's.
All right. You got one left? Real quick.
I got one left. Would you rather have a newly licensed 16-year-old Uber driver or an 86-year-old Uber driver?
Longoria is not my driver, right?
Negative.
I'm going to 86. They're cautious. I don't trust new drivers.
I got to teach some of my nieces how to drive. I'll do the 16-year-old.
Really?
Yeah, I'll talk about that.
That way, give me the old
guy. Yeah, give me the old guy.
Old guy.
Yeah, as long as it's not Longoria.
Old guy.
Old guy, except for Deb Green, who likes... She has a fantasy of a young 16-year-old Uber driver picking her up to take her to the Megadeth
concert
show. She goes, yeah. Sanjay is the official, as I mentioned earlier, you got a free shout-out earlier, Sanjay, the official accountant Welks of the Mark Arum Show. Find him on Facebook, Brass Tax Accounting. Great questions tonight, my friend. Well done, buddy.
My man.
All right. We'll talk to you on Thursday, buddy.
You bet.
There
I'll be
he is.
There.
Sanjay with Would You Rather. Your thoughts on the new possible seatbelt law, 404-872-0750. This is the Mark Arum Show. Got a good tweet here, Chuck, from Coach Steller on Twitter. We forgot that Chick-fil-A is now open on Sundays and Would You Rather. So if we pick Chick-fil-A as the only food we can eat, we basically either have to buy a bunch on Saturday and put it in the fridge or not eat on Sunday. So now again, I love Chick-fil-A, but I need the variety. 404-872-0750. Wes joins us in Stone Mountain, Georgia. Wes, welcome to the Mark Arum Show.
Hey, Mark. How you doing?
What's up, Wes?
I was calling. I'm afraid I need to rebut the young man that called in about the insurance question.
Please, yes.
You could take out an insurance policy on an employee or a partner or someone else in your business without their consent. You absolutely cannot do that.
Really?
Right. Now, you can take out an insurance policy on your children because they're minors and related to you, but you cannot take out a life insurance policy on an unrelated adult without their consent, whether they work for you, with you, or whatever.
So I can't take one out on my neighbor without their consent?
That's called adverse selection.
That's what I thought. That makes sense. What about Jennifer Griffey's? If I get Jennifer Griffey's consent, can I take out a life insurance policy on her?
If you get her consent and you have an insurable interest on her life, then you could. But you have to have an insurable interest. You can't just take out a life insurance policy on anyone.
You just can't gamble.
I've been a life agent in Georgia since 1989.
You can't just gamble on someone's life. So what kind of interest did you say it was?
You have to have an insurable interest.
So here's my argument with Jennifer Griffey's, and I hope she outlives me. But if she passed away, I'd be crushed. I'd be heartbroken. I wouldn't be able to come to work every day. Is that an insurable interest?
No.
Oh, damn it. All right. So there you go.
Now, on the other hand, if she's contributing towards your livelihood and you can show that, then That would be an insurable interest.
No, she costs me money, though. I mean, I could claim her as a dependent. Like, I bring her all this vegetarian food. Still no? Not an insurable interest?
That's super nice, but no life balance.
All right. Wes, great information, my friend. Thank you.
You're certainly welcome. You have a great evening.
You too, buddy. I'm going to sleep better tonight knowing that Deb Green can't take out a life insurance policy on me without my consent. The possible new Georgia seatbelt law would mandate folks in the backseat wear their seatbelt. Your thoughts on that? 404-872-0750. On Twitter and Instagram at Mark Arum. What do you know? It's the Mark Arum Show.
Hey, this is Anderson Cooper, and you're listening to the Mark Arum Show.
He packed in the animals two by two. Ox, camel, and a kangaroo. Packed him in that ox so tight. I couldn't get no sleep that night. Roll the dust, step and ham. Tell me about God's master plan. Oh, my Lord.
7:36, still 88 degrees on Peachtree Street. It's October 1st, ladies and gentlemen, and it's 88 degrees. Going back to Would You Rather with Little Sanjay, one of the questions he asked, would you rather have no elbows or no knees? I said no knees because I need my elbows to do stuff. Guy on Facebook or Instagram sent me a message. If you don't have elbows like you guys chose, you couldn't eat. How are you going to eat? Face first?
Yeah.
In like a pie eating contest?
Like a dog?
Right into a bowl of mashed potatoes? Yeah. One of those KFC bowls? Chuck?
I took the L. I was with you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Deb Green doesn't eat anyway. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I'm fine.
I just eat like a dog. Like in a bowl.
You know how you can eat?
Oh.
Alex Williams' girlfriend feeding you tater tots.
There you go. Problem solved. Problem solved.
One of the greatest moments of my life. All right.
Mine too.
We're talking about the state senate of Georgia possibly mandating that backseat passengers wear a seatbelt, passing a new law. Currently, it's just front seat passengers. And I believe pickup truck drivers are exempt from that law, too. If you can check on that. A legislator out west, it's killing me that I forgot his name. He's legendary, but he had so much power in the Gold Dome. I think he's since passed that he had all these farmers out in like Carrollton, and he got it written into law. If you had a pickup truck, you didn't have to wear a seatbelt in the front seat. I don't know if that's still the case.
In the front seat?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because farmers are like, come on, I'm driving around doing my hay work. I can't do in and out.
Right.
The old in and out. I don't know if that, but I think once he died, God, I can't remember his name. I've got a horrible memory.
It is, yes, trucks do have to have it now.
They do now.
Yeah, it wasn't before until 2010.
Yeah, so
but I never did on the farm.
They exactly. Yeah. But they waited till that legislator died. Someone will know who I'm talking about. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. David's in Tahahahrohone. What's going on, David?
Oh, not a lot, and I was a happy camper in my pickup truck until he died.
Well,
I had to start putting it on.
Do you remember his name?
I do not, brother.
Right.
I was racking my brain.
Yeah, it's going to come to me at 8:02 p.m. I'm going to remember his name. Like, it was Bill Jenkins. What's on your mind, buddy?
All right. Here's the thing. Because Georgia is not Atlanta. Now, you made a very good point about Long Jay getting thrown out of the car, blocking up all the traffic. I get that.
Yes.
So why don't we say you don't have to wear in the back seat. As an adult, you don't have to put it on unless you get on a highway that has a posted speed limit of X miles per hour.
Oh, that's interesting. That's an interesting compromise.
That way, if you're down, you know, in Tyrone here, or you're down further south, Podunk, Georgia, and you're going to church on Sunday, and you're in a 45-mile zone, you don't have to crinkle your shirt up.
Interesting. All right, so I'm open to that suggestion. That makes sense to me. So, again, I still think everyone should wear their – I'm gonna let you go, Dave. We're getting some wind resistance there. I still think everyone should wear their seatbelts. I mean, the data's clear. It's much safer to wear your seatbelt than not. But that's – I wouldn't mind bending on that. It's interstate – mandatory, surface streets not.
Yeah, depending on how fast you're going. So, yeah.
I would respect that. Look at that. See, I'm open, Longoria.
Yeah,
I'm not rigid.
No.
I'm open to suggestions. Tina's in Woodstock. Tina, welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hello, Tina.
So I have two young drivers in my family, and I have a rule. I don't want them in a car if everybody doesn't have their seatbelt on, and obviously they have to always have it on, because if somebody's in the car, one person doesn't have their seatbelt on, they become a missile. Whenever you have an accident.
Exactly.
Yeah, so, and Mark's you know, situation, he was saying the guy flew out the back. Most likely they're going to fly out the front, which means they're going to take somebody's head off on the way out the front windshield.
So in 19...
seat belts for everybody.
December 23rd, 1988, Deb Green. Why does that date matter to me? You guys won't know. I'm sorry. That was a rhetorical question.
It's 2 days before Christmas?
So 2 days before Christmas, I was a sophomore in high school, I think, maybe. And a group of kids drove to Waterbury. I talked about Waterbury last week, the Brass City, to go to the mall there. And it was on snowy, icy Route 8. And it was a packed car, so packed that they had one girl in the back seat sitting on the lap of another guy. Car hit an ice patch, spun out. Girl ejected out the back window and died. Sean Collins. Everyone else in the car that had the seatbelt on survived. One guy did lose his leg, but he's still around. But the girl, I mean, that was just dumb. Like, to be sitting on someone's lap, ice patch, hits home. That's a personal analogy right there, Longoria. Casey's in Ackworth. Casey, welcome to the show. How are you?
Evening. I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
Well, not bad, not bad. What's going on?
So, wanted to call in on the seatbelt law. Ex-military, and I saw some accidents when I was over in Pearl Harbor of some of the guys not wearing their seatbelts. And like the last caller said, they become missiles. But one recommendation I would say is for anybody that does start doing this, you can go on Amazon, and there are these little knives that clip onto your seatbelt. So just in case you do get in an accident and the seatbelt doesn't unlock,
cut yourself
out. You can actually safely cut. Yep, exactly.
Yeah.
So that's always one good thing. Even if this passes, that really should be something everybody looks into.
Well, I mean, everyone should have a tool of some sort, a cutting tool of some sort in their
knife.
Car.
I have a knife in my
Yeah, head. Exactly. Thanks for your service, by the way. Matthew on Facebook sent me a message. Tom Murphy. It was former Speaker of the House.
Yeah,
Tom Murphy. I can't believe I forgot his name. So thank you, Matthew, for passing that along to me. Jamie's up next on the Mark Arum Show. Hello, Jamie. Jaime. Jamila. Jameson. Little Jamie One Nut. All right, I was just waiting for everybody clap your hands. I was trying to come up with we got it? All right. You can hit it.
Clap your hands.
There we go. Yeah, thank you. I wouldn't have been able to sleep tonight if I didn't hear the everybody clap your hands. Alan joins us next on the Mark Arum Show. Hello, Alan.
Hey, Mark. The question was answered, but I knew the answer to it was ex-Speaker of the House, Tom Murphy, who was a very, very powerful legislator and was almost the de facto governor of the state of Georgia for many, many years. So he was the one who was responsible for the no pickup.
Yeah, he had so much power. Find out if you can, Deb, when he passed on. Because I bet it was like right as soon as he passed on, they changed the law. But he was so powerful, Longoria, that he was like, yeah, seatbelt's mandatory, except for pickups. And everyone's like, okay, Speaker Murphy. Like, whatever you say, sir. Like that, he has...
That's a lot of power to be able to do that.
Yeah.
Hey, can I add one more thing
Absolutely.
To the previous caller?
Yeah.
Thank you for your service, sir. But they also make a tool that has a knife in it plus a sharp ball-peen-type hammer. So that if you ever get into a car accident and you're submerged underwater and your windows are closed and you can't open your door, you can have this hammer, which will bust the glass out and allow you to escape
that.
The car. So it's a 2-in-1 or 3-in-1 tool, sort of like a Leatherman. So
that's
very, very
the Leatherman, yeah. Oh,
yeah,
that's
I've got it on the end of
everyone's
my pocket.
Everyone's got it. But I don't have a Leatherman with a ball peen hammer or whatever he just said.
They make a special tool for emergencies and cars like that to bust out a window.
Speaking of special tools, Longoria, in his Durango, he has non-power windows. He's got the roll-down windows.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying, Alan? The old school windows?
Hey, who has those anymore?
Longoria does. Because here's the thing. Longoria's insurance agent was like, you're such a bad driver. Eventually, you're going to drive yourself into the Chattahoochee River.
Right, right.
And he's like, we're not going to insure you unless you have the roll down windows. So that way.
Better chance of getting out.
Yeah. Listen, you're a great dude.
But I can't
Longoria.
Do it without elbows, so I don't know how I'm going to do it.
I'd take a bullet for you.
Yeah.
But you can't drive worth a lick, my friend.
Okay.
You
I
can't.
Love that I started
I'm taking this advice from an alcoholic drunk
so
that was that night.
That this is where it turned.
And somebody that wasn't paying attention half the ride.
I drank too much and he turned into a bad
I wasn't
driver.
Paying attention, Longoria, because I was scared. I'm like, just look at your phone.
Yeah.
But to be fair, all right, so I've got a lot of issues mentally, obviously. Misophonia is number one, where if you're chewing ice, I want to punch you in the face. You could be an 89-year-old woman. If you're chewing ice, my gut reaction is just sock you in the face. So I've got that issue. But I've also, I am a horrible passenger. Horrible. There are five people in this world that I feel comfortable driving with. That's it. Like being a passenger. My dad, my buddy Raven from college.
Not your mom?
Oh, no.
You know what? I don't know. I can't remember the last time I've driven with my mom. Because my dad always drives when I go home.
Yeah.
But I do remember when I was a kid, and this is like in the late 70s, when my mom was driving, I'd be in the back seat. Not only would I not have a seatbelt on, but I'd be standing up. Like looking and hugging the back seat. So I don't know. That's a good question.
Yeah.
I think I would. My mom's a cautious driver. Mm. I think I'd throw in there. So what do I got? My dad, Raven. Well, we'll throw my mom in there. My buddy, Matt D. And I think that's it. My brother, maybe.
I was going to say, not Maya?
No. And I say that with all due respect. She's never driven me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. I always drive. But it's funny. So I have this thing. Like, I was very nervous when you're driving. And it's not just because you were a crappy driver, Longoria. But I'm always nervous. Like, if our boss, Pete Spriggs, drives me to lunch, like, yeah. I'm nervous. And he's a great guy, and I'm sure he's a fine driver. I just have this thing. It's weird. I lose that fear when I'm in taxis and Ubers.
Yeah, but yeah, with people that you don't even know.
Is it because you're sitting in the back seat?
Is that what it is?
Try sitting in the front seat and see if
sit in the back seat next time I drive.
Like, I had an Uber driver. We went to dinner Saturday at Barcelona in Inman Park. Great tapas place, by the way, guys. And if you're single, Jay Black, holy cow. You got to get there, Jay Black.
Still striking.
But we took the Uber there, and I take Uber a lot. Both Uber drivers were really aggressive going to and from, and I didn't feel very comfortable. But it's weird. I think it is the backseat thing. Like, if I was driving home with Deb Green, I would freak out. I'd be biting my nails. Chuck, you, and I'm never getting in a car with Longoria.
Well, good. I don't ever have to drive you.
That's
the last time I had to drive you all the way home.
What was that from? The Taste of Alpharetta?
Yeah, it was. Yeah. I wasn't even going that direction.
I should have Ubered.
You should have. Yeah, you should have.
I'll Uber again.
Would have saved gas.
Next year, Taste of Alpharetta, Deb Green.
You can take the train there.
Well, all the way. No, I can take it up to Northridge. North Springs.
And then hop on a bus.
Yes.
Gosh, you're going to go through all that?
Because
take the train, I'll pick you up. I live near there.
I love you, Longoria, but we need to get you down to the DMV. We need to do a driving school for Longoria.
Let's video it.
Yeah, we'll live stream Longoria's crappy driving.
The Porsche driving experience?
That he might be good at, because there's no other cars on the road. You know, he could be sitting there.
Car.
He could be sitting there texting with his wife, whatever.
I do not text
drinking
and drive.
Dr. Pepper, not paying attention. We lost a reggae legend today. When we come back, I'm going to tell you about this fella that you probably never heard of and a little bit of his music on Twitter and Instagram at Mark Arum. This is the Mark Arum Show. 487-207-5100 WSB Talk tomorrow on the show, Deb Green. Johnny Kilbasa will join us with a fast food review. What else do we got tomorrow? Millennial Match Game.
We have a new player coming in.
Ooh, who?
It's from our promotions team.
You want to keep it a secret?
I mean, you probably don't know him.
Okay.
So he's fairly new.
All right, good.
All right.
So Millennial Match Game. I actually missed doing Millennial Match Game yesterday.
Really?
As I was praying in the Jewish New Year, I was like, oh, dang, no Millennial Match Game tonight. No football minute, Longoria.
I know.
It stinks. Do you know what stinks? So I've got very, obviously, if you listen to the show, I've got very eclectic music tastes. My favorite is old school hip hop, but I also like, you know, a lot of classic rock. U2's my favorite group of all time, rock group. But I also like, weirdly enough, dancehall styley reggae.
Yeah.
And it all, are you a fan?
Oh, yeah.
And it all started back in college when...
I think everyone gets into reggae in college.
Well, there was a reason why I was digging reggae in college, right, Longoria?
Yep.
And the artist's name was Louis Ronkin, the original Don Dada. And he actually had a really big, not big, but like decent acting career. And he moved to Toronto recently. Anyway, he died in a car crash yesterday. I want to play his most popular song. This is The Typewriter by Louis Ronkin. I played this song 10,000 times minimum in college, driving around in my Mazda 626. So normally, as you know, if someone in the music business passes away, I'll do a tribute on Channel 2. But I said, you know what? like, turn this up again. Like, how am I going to quote these lyrics? I can't. Like, I don't have the skills. So I didn't. But, yeah, this was... I don't know. What do you think, Chuck? I'm assuming you're not a reggae guy. What do you think of this song?
I have no opinion on this
sort of
stuff.
I have no opinion on it. I just
I don't. That's not
it's
my
so favorite. It's so fun. Like that little sound effect right there. Like, ah. I just turned up a little bit more, Longo. I don't know. I love that.
Big influence on The Clash and The Specials, Amy Winehouse, Blondie. So those are the references if you're trying to put them together.
Yeah. So rest in peace to Louis Ronkin. Got me through college many a days. I want to talk about Blockbuster tomorrow. Remind me of that, Deb Green. Blockbuster. Let's do star of the show there, Justin. On the other side of the takeout, Wizno.
And now, are you guys ready for the Mark Arum star of the show?
Doug?
We'll give one to Doug and one to Sanjay, because Sanjay brought it today, too. The no elbows, no knees kind of thing. We'll continue the conversation on Twitter and Instagram, at Mark Arum. Facebook, Mark Arum, WSB. Big show tomorrow night. Rest up. In the meantime, go to sleep, little baby.
Go to sleep, you little baby. Go to sleep, you little baby. Go to sleep, you little baby. Your mama's gone away.
Guests of the Mark Arum Show stay at the All Suite Omni Hotel, located in the heart of Chicago's Magnificent Mile.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.